Hey, check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasta.
All right, this segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. We just saw Justin Jefferson score a 97-yard touchdown, right? 97-yard touchdown on Sunday. Niners were single high safeties, right? Single high. Odom at the line of scrimmage. So a lot of people are clamoring for the deep shot, deep shot, deep shot, deep shot. Hell, I want the Niners to take a couple deep shots. I do. But I want folks to listen to this Mel Kiper Jr. sound. I'll give you my take on the sound. You could just look at my face. Mel Kiper, game's passed him by. Dude lost his fastball 15 years ago, but it's all good. He's still selling checks from ESPN. What was that, Sasky?
Just Sam Lubman, mark the tape. Dismissal of the year on deck here.
No. We're gonna play the sound. And I want fans to react to this.
Mel Kiper Jr. is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
In what?
In the media game. He created the draft.
Oh, good for him. He didn't create the draft. He created the draft specialist.
You know,
draft
he created scouting. The mock draft.
Yeah, right,
exactly.
The mock draft.
Thank you, Sam.
Mock draft.
Look, no, okay, he might be a little long in the tooth. That I will grant you.
Awesome.
Okay.
I think he belongs in Canton.
I agree. Yeah. I think he's had such a positive effect on how we love the game of football. It is a 365 sport because of people like him.
He's had a positive effect on the draft stuff. I give him that.
Okay.
I'll give him that.
All right.
I give him that. Hall of Fame or whatever. Okay. But here's Mel Kiper Jr. Here's Mel Kiper Jr. Coming up, he thinks offenses need to be more explosive. And he thinks offense football right now is boring. So, Roasters, I want you to listen to this. Listen to it very, very closely. I'm going to sit back for a second because I can't believe what I just listened to during the break. This is unbelievable. Here's Mel Kiper Jr. on what the NFL should do.
Well, I grew up with the best of the National Football League, 60s, 70s, into the 80s. You're talking about deep shots, right? The go route, the nine route post. You're talking about Terry Bradshaw in a Super Bowl hitting John Stallworth. You see Leroy Irvin diving, right? Just off his fingertips. There's the receiver. They laid it out there, right? Hit the receiver in stride. 65-yard touchdown. It's a beautiful thing to watch. That's what I want to see brought back to the National Football League. Okay, check down kings, bubble screen sensations, boring football. Game manager, I get it, but I want to see those deep shots. That's what the NFL was built on. I grew up with John Unitas, Fran Tarkington, Ken Stabler, Daryl LaMonica. You know, you talk about quarterbacks, Joe Namath. It was just right. Brett Favre when he was doing what he did. Burt Jones with the Baltimore Colts. You think about those quarterbacks who would throw the ball down the field. I'd say what Bradshaw did was Stallworth and Swan, Roger Staubach. That's what I want to see brought back. Say, well, you can't do that, right? Well, you got a 5-yard rule with the cornerbacks, right? The Mel Blount rule, right? Now with the push thing with Hurts, you got to be a yard back now. So don't tell me you can't have those safeties closer to the line of scrimmage than they are. I was at games where I'm thinking, hey, too high? They're out in outer space. Two, I couldn't even find us. And they're playing with nine guys, right? Where are the other two? Oh, the other two, they're so daggone far back, and even though they're part of damn play. I'm telling you, we got to change this thing, and we got to have, hey, you can warn them. Enough, hey, come on. Hey, guys, you got to get up a little bit, right? You're too far back. Warn those safeties. But you got to figure out, competition committee, somebody, Dano, somebody's got to figure out what that depth is, but it's too far back right now. The NFL is being ruined by these too high safeties.
I love the young people.
I swear to God, that felt like I was sitting around Thanksgiving dinner after we've eaten, and it's my uncle just going on a rant about how the 70s were better than everything.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You know what, though? I know you're about to, your head's about to explode. Here's what I would say, though. The NFL, more than any other league, has made in-season and year-to-year adjustments on their rules, like just crazy rules all the time. And I think that that's part of the beauty of the NFL is they're always evolving. And so they've always kind of been at the forefront, whether it's the extra point and kind of tinkering with that, the 5-yard bump. There's just so many elements that they've added, the protection of quarterbacks, headhunting over the middle. I mean, I saw a highlight package yesterday from Dante Whitner to Sean Golson. These guys would be putting in San Quentin for the way that they played football. And I love those two players, So I think on one level, the league is always looking to try to make the game more consumable for the television audience, which is why they're so popular. But on the other level, you know, this does feel like an overreaction to a couple of weeks. Now, maybe this is something he's been viewing for weeks and weeks and years on end, and it's his opinion. I'm not mad at him.
Can you write the history of the NFL without Mel Kiper Jr. and mentioning him?
I don't think you can.
Oh, I can. When I think about the history of the league, Mel Kiper Jr. does not pop into my brain cells.
If I say like, NFL draft, the first name I think of is Mel Kiper.
No, I don't think of Mel Kiper. Okay. I don't think of Mel Kiper. That's just me. All right, number two, saying that the NFL should ban two high safeties.
Adam, it's too much for me.
You already know what I think.
What do you think?
Do we need to cater to offenses even more? We've already done that in this league. We tried to make this league so offensive friendly because everybody wants a 45-42 game. Everybody wants a 41-38 game. Nobody can stand a 20-17 game. Nobody can stand a 17-13 game, hard hitting, good tackling, shutting down the run. No, it's too boring. We need points. And now we got people in the NBA complaining about points, and too much scoring. Well, you guys all bitched and moaned about scoring, and you want offense. So now, we want to ban two high safeties. This guy's on my television telling me to ban two high safeties in the NFL. Well, make an adjustment, teams. Play them out of their two-man look. Run the ball down their damn throats. They want to play two high safeties 15 yards off the line of scrimmage. This is insane. This is just insanity. I went in and I did look at Twitter, and the first thing that popped up was Eric Crocker like, what is this guy smoking? Like, it's just, and I couldn't, and it's like NFL players are here thinking like, this might be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Stick to analyzing college prospects. Don't worry about the game, Mel Kiper Jr. Who cares what you watched in the 60s and 70s? Things evolve. They evolve.
I thought you loved those 70s Raiders.
I do love the 70s, but I'm saying, Mel Kiper Jr., relax. Stick to what you know, which is getting mock drafts wrong and evaluating talent. This guy's the next best thing ever. The guy plays one game. Like, Mel Kiper, shut the hell up.
Well, we all have some draft picks that we would like to call back.
Oh, my God.
But, Bonte, let me play devil's advocate, even though I don't really even believe it. But let me just do it.
No, don't do it for fun. Don't do it for fun. No, because you don't even believe it.
What do you mean?
You're not even going to believe it.
Has eliminating the hand check in basketball created a more watchable product?
That was 25 years
ago.
It was 25 years
ago. I'm just asking.
It was a long time ago.
Okay. All right.
It was a long time ago.
All right. What about banning the shift in baseball? Has that made the game a little better? Has the pitch clock made the game a little better? I think it's been smashing success, and the television people love it. And I feel like...
No, the pitch clock's been fine.
I think it's been great.
Yeah, that's fine. So you want to ban two high safeties?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm open to any rule changes.
So
you know?
We want to play cover two man, two over the top?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I don't think what he's saying is you ban it outright. I think he was saying you put certain restrictions on it. I'd be interested to hear the full baked argument and see what it looks like. I'm not going to rule it out.
So let's help the offense even more in the NFL. We've done the last 15 years in the NFL,
that I agree with,
is helped out the offense. So let's help them out even more. Because, oh, my God, they can't throw a deep shot. Oh, yes, you can. How about you get your offense coordinators to learn how to scheme up some plays? Put some pressure on the defense. Know how to attack a cover two-man defense. Because guys not hitting a deep shot. This is just...
I love how angry it makes you.
I'm not just like, Mel Kiper Jr., please. Last thing I needed today was to hear from that guy. Good Lord. You run out of hair gel? Is CVS run out of hair gel? Where's he go shopping for his hair gel?
It's getting older. The hair's fading.
I mean, Mel, dude, why is he on? And by the way, we're in the midst of the regular season. Why is he on television right now? The draft's not until April. Aren't you? So should be cramming tape?
It's always draft season.
Should you be cramming tape?
Stock up, stock down. Miller Moss.
When you're a first ballot Hall of Famer to a contributor of the NFL, you know, I want to hear your opinions come week three.
He's just well-rounded that way.
I love how, I love it.
I just never heard anything dumber. Like, Spadoni, come on, man. Help me. Like I know this is come on, man. We're talking about banning two high safeties because a couple of weeks, offenses are struggling. How about playing a preseason, get your rhythm right?
I mean, that's a cop-out. I don't want to hear that. There's an element of that, I agree, but it's not the main reason why offenses are down.
I didn't say it was, but come on, man.
Offense is down. Can we agree? Offense is down.
The product itself the first 2 weeks. Are you guys enjoying the football?
This is what I would say to you. I said, I think there's just, and I'm guilty of this. I'll raise my hand. There's just way too many young quarterbacks and inexperienced offensive coordinators and inexperienced head coaches right now. Like I could not stand the retread, right? In terms of the retread hire. But then I take a step back and I'm like, I mean, you know, Andy Reid was a retread. He's doing pretty freaking good. You know, the retread, Raheem Morris, let's see, right? Like, I think too many times we go the Canales route. He's the guy who's running the Carolina right now. And I don't know, is he any good or not? I have no idea, right? And then we're playing all these young quarterbacks. Right. And I get why you would. Your fan base wants to see, for example, they don't want to see Andy Dalton. They want to see Bryce Young. I get that. Like, believe me, I get that. But I also understand that, like, Bryce looks really overwhelmed right now. You know, Bo Nix looks really overwhelmed right now. Caleb Williams looks really overwhelmed right now. And that's a combination of things. Guys, you know, they're young. Their offenses aren't great. They're with coaches that we don't know if they're any good right now. The game has never been faster. You know, I think the big element of why offenses are down, and this is something that I've been thinking about, I look at all the sports. Is the skill or the development better now than ever? I don't know, but I do know this. The modern athlete is faster and bigger than ever before. And just look around. I'm not saying their skill is better, but their height, weight, speed has never been more explosive. And so what that ends up doing is it creates the field of play to feel smaller than ever. Right. And so, like, if you can close out half a step quicker on every single play, those windows are tighter. Yeah. You know, those inches on the field you're fighting for even more aggressively. I mean, it is what it is. So I'm looking at offenses and I'm saying to myself, like, dude, this is the natural evolution of all the sports.
Right.
Where I look at basketball, the 96 foot fit. When you go to a basketball game and you sit in the front row, these guys are humongous.
They are.
I'm like, how does anyone get a shot off?
I mean, not only that, but now you got 7-footers shooting threes. You got 7-footers who know how to handle the ball. 6'11", 6'8", 6'9". These guys are giants, dude, and they can switch everything, which the Warriors, you know, they started switching everything, and now every team does it because they have the personnel to do it. So now what's the next evolution in the NBA? I'm looking forward to that. But what's the next evolution when the offense is? Because now we had the spread game and a quick game, and everybody's like, man, what do we do here? Now defenses have adjusted. They have adjusted. That's why the old adage, why does we always use defense wins championships, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, defenses are stymieing these offenses early on in the first couple of weeks. Hey, look, the NFL's been fine. Has there been sloppiness? Sure. There's going to be sloppiness in the first couple of weeks when you're ramping it up and you're going four quarters after not going four quarters in the preseason, not even going a half in the preseason. The endurance is going to be an issue. Execution early on, you got new players next to you. So that's all. I just, you know, Mel's fine. I'm not, you know, part of it is shtick. I got no problem with Mel Kiper Jr. I just, to me, you can write the history of the game without him. why you're suggesting banning a too high stance. I've never heard anything like that. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, we've never seen deep shots against two highs before. Like, look, there's been guys who are deep shots all the time. No matter what the defense is, you scheme it up. Now, whether or not the quarterback throws it, who knows? But damn, now we want to ban two high safeties? Sheesh. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ.